This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
We've been threatened with lawsuits and they just scream and pout and whine.
The Health Ranger Report.
They're going to poison the public with their products? I'm going to expose them, and I'm not going to back down.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Well, since we are trying to tear ourselves apart as a society, I thought that I would maybe counter some of that today with a few constructive points that remind us all what we have in common and some of the things that we all love, no matter whether we're on the left or the right or independent-minded or, you know, whatever, races, religions, whatever. There are some things that we have in common. And you got to remember, the system tries to divide us. The system has a divide and conquer strategy. And they want to divide, you know, black and white. They want to divide Christian and Muslim. They want to divide men and women or gay and straight. I mean, it's all to the globalist controllers and those who work for them, which turns out to be, you know, almost the entire status quo. Their entire strategy is to divide everybody and make you hate the other people who are different from you. And so, but the truth is, the deeper truth is that we all have so many things in common. So let's start with those. The first one is we all love clean food. If you think about it, none of us wants to eat dirty, polluted food. I mean, we all love having a nutritious food supply, disease-preventing foods or foods that taste good, foods that are vibrant-looking, foods that are nourishing, foods that replenish the minerals and the nutrients that you've lost just from, you know, physical exertion or what have you. So clean food really is something that almost everybody can agree on, no matter where they are on the political spectrum. And if you really sit people down and explain it to them, nobody wants to eat pesticides. Nobody wants to eat glyphosate. Nobody wants to eat toxic mercury or cadmium or lead. So this is a universal thing, clean food. And that's, by the way, why I think that I have so many people who follow my work across the entire political spectrum. You know, a lot of people on the left, a lot of people on the right, a lot of independent, libertarian-minded people. Because some of these principles that I really work to focus on are absolutely universal, and that's one of them. Really, a corollary of that would be clean water. I mean, who doesn't want clean water, right? I mean, who wants to drink, you know, cloudy toilet water? No, nobody. Everybody wants clean water. And so it's another universal thing. But moving on, the next thing that everybody can agree on, well, almost everybody, is that they love nature. And what's fascinating about this is it's automatic. You do it without thinking about it. So even people who live in cities and they're not really into natural things and they're not into natural medicine, let's say, where do they go for a vacation typically? They go to something that's from Mother Nature and it's amazing. They go to a rainforest or a waterfall, or they go out to the ocean. They go to a cabin in the woods. They go to a mountain and climb the mountain in the snow. They do all these things because these are majestic expressions of nature. And when you're out in nature, you feel healed. You feel maybe even humbled. You feel like there is some meaning in the world that is perhaps bigger than you. And it's an eye-opening, a spiritual experience to witness the grandiosity of nature in all its different expressions. And that's why when people, suppose they get rich, working in a city and doing, I don't know, technology or whatever, they have a bunch of money. Where do they buy a home? Like, what are they seeking out in terms of a home? They want a beachfront home if they're in California or Florida, right? They want a beachfront home. Why is that? Because they can see nature. They can see the ocean. They can hear the ocean. They want a beachfront home. Or if you're wealthy in Colorado, let's say you're some wealthy Boulder tech guru, what do? You buy a cabin up at high elevation in the woods, in the mountains, because you want nature. So it's another universal thing. All right. So those are two universal things really that everybody has in common and everybody wants. Now, let's get to another thing that's a little more philosophical. And that is that we all inherently want to be free. And this is also innate. It's something we're born with. We're born from our own first person perspective. We experience our lives, in other words, from our own eyes and from our point of view with our own identity and sometimes our own inner voice, our conscious mind and subconscious mind, our what's the best way to say this? Our consciousness, right? So going along with that or inherent in that is the idea that we should be free to make choices in our lives and to follow those choices, to explore the world or to change the world for the better or to explore our lives or to do something different with our lives, to be creative, to be innovative. Almost everybody can agree that freedom is a fundamental human right. And it freedom is not just the freedom to exist, but the freedom to think and the freedom to express your thoughts. So free speech is an extension of this idea of individual freedom or liberty, as it's sometimes known. And even though many people, especially on the left, will claim that they're all about collectivism and crushing the individual in society and having a Borg, you know, drone society of obedient worshipers of big government, if you really get them to talk about it, they believe they are free too. They've just been sort of hornswoggled into that kind of thinking. Inherently, people want to be free. Nobody wants to be enslaved. Nobody wants to be told what to do. Nobody wants to be limited in their ability to think new thoughts or create new art, let's say, or express their voices in a new way. So freedom is a fundamental human right. And if you think about much of human history, it has been about systems of tyranny trying to suppress human freedom. And much of the struggle of human freedom, including the Revolutionary War that eventually resulted in the United States of America, has been about people achieving independence, achieving their freedom. And much of human history has seen humans struggle under slavery or tyranny or a totalitarian king or a despot or a dictator. I mean, look at the 25 million citizens of North Korea. They are slaves trapped in a system of a totalitarian government regime that hates freedom. So freedom is universal. So those are really the three big things that I wanted to mention here. You know, it's important to keep in mind that we have so much in common. In fact, I was saying just the other day in another article that, you know, how can the globalists divide black and white when we're all African Americans, if we're American? Or if you're Canadian, you're African Canadian. Why? Because we all came from Africa if you go far enough back in the family tree, in the ancestry. We all came from Africa, people. You know, the skin mutation happened as people moved out of Africa. Their skin became lighter and lighter as they moved to northern climates. If you look at the history of anthropology, the migration of early humans, they needed lighter skin in order to get more sunlight so they could generate more vitamin D. But if you're on the equator, if you're in Africa, you need darker skin because it's natural sunblock. A lot of people don't know that, but dark-skinned people were the original humans. And then lighter-skinned people were the adaptation for living in colder climates. And I've always found it amazing that some people find that controversial. What's controversial about that? We're talking about basic history and human anthropology. You know, we're talking about straight physics, the angle of inclination of the earth towards the sun. And if you're in northern latitudes, you're getting less sunlight. You're going to be vitamin D deficient. Natural selection means that those with lighter skin were able to survive more. So lighter skin became the adaptation and so on and so forth. This is straight science. Straight biology, straight history. There's nothing controversial about it unless you make it so, because you're caught up in that divide and conquer. See, and that's my point. Stop thinking about how you're different from everybody in shallow ways like skin color. Who cares? Let's start focusing on how we are the same, how we have the same dreams, and how we share so much, how we want the same outcomes very much, very often. We want the same things for ourselves. We want the ability to think for ourselves and to engage in free speech. We want a better world for the future of our children and our grandchildren. That's another universal thing. So we would do a lot better in this world and have a lot less conflict if we would focus on the things that we share, the things we have in common, including the common dreams that are practically universal no matter what your political beliefs. So those are my thoughts on the subject. I'd like to see humanity get along. I'd like to see us live in peace instead of tearing each other apart. But I also am old enough and wise enough to understand that there are forces of great evil working in this world to stir up hatred and animosity and cause violence so they can profit from that violence in their own corrupt ways. There are truly evil entities operating in this world, and they don't want us to get along. I hope you found this valuable. Share it if you did. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for naturalnews.com and healthrangerreport.com. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.